The native village of Quinnahock will be receiving $450,000 in emergency funding to prepare homes before the upcoming winter. KDLG's Adam Kane has this report.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development spokesman Lee Jones says that when HUD Secretary Sean Donovan and Deputy Secretary Ron Sims recently toured rural Alaska, they were alerted to the situation in Quinnahock, where some 55 homes were found unprepared for the upcoming winter.
A considerable number of homes in the village, which is located on the Bering Sea, are in very bad shape. And one of the things we obviously have learned from that is that obviously the kinds of housing designs that may have worked in the lower 48 don't necessarily work in Alaska and in the villages of Alaska.
Jones believes that the money will be available this week and hopes that the 55 homes can be repaired before the winter.
We moved mountains to try to make sure that not only that the grant was submitted, but also, number two, that the grant was considered and approved so that they could get to work as quickly as possible.
He says that many of the houses have rotting wood, which is causing insulation to fall out of place and weatherization seals to break. He says that the funds will be used on a house-by-house basis to assess and ultimately repair each house so it can be lived in throughout the winter. Jones says that the grant that Quinnahock received is for imminent threats and that all of Alaska's rural villages are eligible to apply for the same funding.
Obviously, the problem in Quinnahock very well may be a problem that other villages throughout Alaska are experiencing, certainly the cold weather. A cold climate housing research center suggests that Quinnahock has a very serious problem, but it is a problem that is not unique and may indeed be found in other villages across the state.
Jones feels that to avoid future emergency situations, HUD needs to continue to look into sustainably engineered houses, specifically for the extreme cold temperatures found in Alaska.
Beyond dealing with the immediate issue of how do we make homes fit for habitation during the winter, is the larger issue of how do we make sure that we support housing that is sustainable and sustainable within the context of Alaska's topography, Alaska's climate, and the way things work in Alaska.
Jones believes that if specialized housing can be designed and tested here in Alaska, it could eventually be adapted to other cold climate locations throughout the country. Many Alaskan villages receive annual funding from HUD. There are approximately 270 native villages and tribal organizations in Alaska who receive annual HUD funding through Indian Housing and Indian Community Development Block grants. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.